The microbrewery has developed over the years, and we know that. In the meeting in 2008, they said there was parking relief granted on the structure, what they call the tap room or the lounge. They've increased immensely on the whole works with the restaurant planned and everything else. 5 square meters requires 1 parking space. They're saying 22 are required, more than that are required. And they use the scenarios of the north side is parking area for them, right? They've got 30 employees. There's 30 parking spaces over there. They're not all rubber stamped for the microbrewery. There's other people in the village. And then they included Cuckold's Cove Road. Myself and other property owners own Cuckold's Cove Road up top, and we were never informed on this. And they're using our parking in the scenario. And we're all upset about it. And we're not impressed with council's deceitful presentation. And traffic has never been addressed down there, and it's about time they do, right? And this lady here can hardly sleep. These two ladies live opposite. The microbrewery says they try to do work with the residents. They park in front of these properties and go to work and leave the cars for 8 hours. Now, that's not cooperation.
The inside tanks, when it was a microbrewery, before it became a macro brewery, these inside tanks could not be heard. All of those tanks outside, obviously City Council didn't come and stand on my doorstep. I can hear them inside my home. None of this was addressed. We have yet to see the plans, the overall plan that the brewery has, and it seems rather farcical to have a public meeting for people to stand up, and half of the people at the meeting don't live in Kitty Vitty. They're not within earshot or view, and yet their comments were given the same weight. You know, the general opinion here is that the brewery is doing fine. Now, I've stated repeatedly that I'm not against the brewery per se, but I'm very much against the unbridled expansion which has taken place down there, and it is affecting everybody. They can say all they like about shutting down at 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock, but if you lived at my house, there's no taxi waiting area. People come out of the brewery after having had a fair bit to drink. They're not driving, thank goodness, or one would hope not. But at the same time, they have nowhere to go. They stand in that parking lot in the middle of the sound bowl, and sometimes they're there on warm nights. They don't want to go anywhere. They stay there, and the noise is such that I've gone out on my deck and shouted out, "I live here. Please go home." This is patently unfair to the residents. The owners of the brewery don't have to put up with this racket that they've created. And it seems to me we have not had a fair hearing. We've had no responses. And now we have this overwhelming vote in favor of the brewery without as much as a decent conversation or a chance to have some questions answered. I've lived at that house for over 10 years. I'm not there as a permanent resident because I live part of the winter in Alberta. And this was meant to be our retirement home. This was meant to be the quiet place where we came to spend our retirement years. And that sure backfired.